Nini owns this papier-mâché workshop in Rangoon where he and his family make toys. In the past, he invested his savings in gold and stashed it in a hiding place. But he's not doing that anymore.
I just keep my money and use it when I need it. But my wife uses the bank. If I have one lakh, I give her 30 or 40,000 chats for household things and for saving.
With clients buying his toys from as far away as Hong Kong, Nini's business is international, but Burma's banks still are not. To process foreign transactions, he still relies on informal money transfers through middlemen called hondis. Foreign visitors once relied on black market money changers, and hondis are still the main method for international money transfers. But the government hopes this informal cash-based economy is ending, with new ATMs and foreign exchange licenses for private banks. Before the military government took over in 1962, Burma's economy was the best performing in Southeast Asia. Decades of tight state controls, widespread corruption, and international sanctions have left it one of the poorest countries in the region. Economist Sean Turnell says turning the economy around will require significant moves against corruption. That's why he says political change is key to economic reform.
At present, the most destructive regulation is the one that restricts access to foreign exchange and restricts access to import licenses. Because the effect of that is not only to restrict the amount of imports that come into this country, and it really needs a lot of imports, but there's an added effect to it, and that is that keeps the exchange rate artificially high.
Burmese authorities have done away with the old official exchange rate, which pegged the Burmese currency at 6 chat to the dollar, while the black market rate was over 800 chat to the dollar. There are also plans to loosen import restrictions and set up foreign investment laws. The hope is these changes will allow the country to recapture its past economic glory. Fan Nguyen is a presidential advisor as well as the deputy chair of the largest private bank in Burma, which plans to soon begin offering credit cards.
Being, as I said, latecomer, we have to speed up, we have to leapfrog. You know, this is more important. So what they are doing is to bring up all these new products, you know, in the picture, you know, just to be in line with the ASEAN vision. You know, 2015 will be the target date for ASEAN integration. We are very keen to see that we keep the promise.
With foreign investors, businesses, and tourists all eyeing the newly opened country, authorities hope the new banks and regulations will clean up its decades-old image of corruption and cronyism.